The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us for our weekly money spot. Charlie, there were listeners got in touch with us yesterday when we had Andy O'Donoghue on talking about tech and things for working from home, but wanting to know what about the situation is in relation to insurance if you're working from home on behalf of an employer.
Yeah, you should be fine, Matt. Your home insurance should cover it. I mean, most people working from home, they're getting a laptop supplied by the company. They may also get a mobile phone. I know other, I've heard a lot of reports as well of people ask for a decent chair or their office chair. It's courier to them if they don't live too far away. So, you know, that then is the company's responsibility. That would have to be covered under the company, your employer's insurance. But, I mean, if you're using your own equipment, you should be covered for, you know, a computer, say, between 1,000 and 2,000 euros should cover under your home insurance. The only issue arises, Matt, and this obviously level five will mean this won't arise, is that if somebody is calling to your house because of your work, so if you're kind of receiving a customer or a client or something in your house, that then becomes an issue. But I mean, level five, that's not allowed. But you know, that there's a public liability issue there. So look, from what I'm being told by insurance experts, is most people are fine. The companies are not making an issue out of this. They realise people are working from home. It's not the main activity for the home. But you know, so the standard home insurance, even though this wasn't envisaged that so many of us would work from home, your home insurance should be okay. You don't need to make any major changes.
If you have an accident at work, you are going to be covered by the company insurance. What if you have an accident while working from home?
Yeah.
I suppose maybe it could be argued that if you trip up in your own house, it's your own problem because you've created your own work environment.
Well, this is true, but I mean, if during the working day, the company is responsible for you. You know, there is a responsibility there. I mean, I think that's something that, you know, we may see some of this coming. As you know, Matt, we have this tendency to claim a lot. I mean, we may see some claims coming this way against companies, people saying, I was working for the company, my home is not suitable, you know, you didn't give me money to put a shomer in the garden or anything which would have made it easier for me to work. Yeah, you'll see people trying to argue that, to say, oh, look, it's hurt my back. I think that's why companies are fairly quick about getting a decent, proper office chair to people. If you tell them that your posture is not good because you can't, you know, you're operating off a kitchen chair in the kitchen, but you could operate off a desk in a spare room if you had a proper chair. They're very quick about getting you a proper chair then because they fear a claim. There is a risk that's going to happen, Matt, but it is, yeah, you're working for the company. It's their time, their responsibility, as far as I understand it.
Okay, I believe there has been a survey, though, that's found that most people working from home saying that remote working is costing them money. How so?
Yeah, I mean, this is strange because, I mean, this goes against what we knew up to now, where people were saying they were saving money on commuting, they were saving money on the likes of coffees and lunches and, you know, parking even. You know, even if you're parking at a train station, it's expensive. So a lot of people were saving money. I mean, I've been told by people they're saving up to 250 euros a week, I mean, whereas a couple both commuting. But there's a survey done by taxback.com of their... They surveyed about 1,200 of their own customers, and they're saying, majority of them are saying, look, it's actually costing us money because they're having to spend far more here on electricity, gas. Some people have to upgrade their broadband. And, you know, something like 89% of them are saying it's costing more money. And most people as well expect to have to keep working from home well into 2021. So, I mean, obviously a lot of people are not getting that tax-free allowance you can get from your employer, 320 a day, which over a year is nearly 800 euros, Matt. But so that is an issue. People are saying, look, it is costing, and it will cost more. I mean, heating and electricity costs are going up for a lot of people. You know, we've had a number of price rises this month. So the heating will be on regularly if you're working from home. So, yeah, people resent it. You know, they're two separate things. People are lucky to be in a job. Of course they are, because so many people are losing their jobs. But on the other hand, you should not be asked to cover the operational costs for your employer. They should be covering that for you. If you have to spend more, your employer really should be covering it if they can at all.
Yeah, but that might be a very difficult conversation because, as we were discussing yesterday with Richard Grogan, the employment lawyer, there is the risk that if you start saying to your employer, well, look, you should be covering the cost of this, that and the other thing, they'll say, get away with that, get back in here to the office where we have all those costs already anyway.
Yeah, they could say that, but and on the other hand, you'd say, well, hold on a minute, until early December, we're in level five, and we're being told if you can work from home, work from home. So, you know, I think it's the unions are active on this, and the Irish Congress of Trade Unions is advocating that people should be paid, that 320 a day should be mandatory, so then you don't have to get into individual disputes. There really was a lost opportunity in the budget by the government that they could have made that mandatory last week. They have set up an interdepartmental expert group to look at the whole area of remote working, and one simple solution, Matt, would be just to pay a flat rate expense of say, €300 a year for people who have to work from home that will cover some of the costs. Then you don't have to get into an awkward conversation then. I mean, I'm surprised that wasn't done in the budget, considering...
Sorry, instead of trying to itemise your heating and electricity bills or your broadband or various other things.
Yeah, exactly. And then, and, you know, if you're a POA worker, you have to go into your My Account on the Revenue website and claim back 10% of those. You'll only get 10% of them. So, you know, you're only talking here about the electricity... the phone, the broadband. The broadband is a new one, but there's no major concession here. Unless you're self-employed, you can, you know, you'd be filing a tax return anyway. You usually would claim for that kind of thing if you're working from home.
Okay, so what other things should people be looking out for when they are working from home to make sure that they are not actually losing money?
Yeah, well, that's the problem this year. I mean, particularly the self-employed will be losing money this year. But I mean, there are a number of concessions. For example, the tax deadline is moving. The pay and file deadline is December the 10th. I think people...
Sorry, just explain that a little bit more. We do have, I think, a sizable number. I don't know how many, but it must be hundreds of thousands of people who work in self-employed status. And they pay their tax once a year. They pay preliminary tax for the current year, and they pay the balance of any tax outstanding from the previous year. Now, just remind us of how the budget is actually making a change to that this year.
Yeah, there's a few very positive changes on that. You're right, Matt. There's about 500,000 people, half a million people, file a tax return every year. Now, they were due to have done that for the online tax return. That's due to come up soon, but that has been extended out to December 10th. Now, if you're filing a paper physical return, 31st of October is your deadline. But so there's a few concessions there. Those people, we're talking about the self-employed, but we're also talking about people who may have an extra income that's not taxed on top of PAYE income. For example, rental income. Maybe they're in an American company and they get share options. Maybe they've Airbnb income. Maybe they've an income or a pension from England that's not taxed at source. So, you know, a lot of people have to file a tax return. So the first thing is you're going to get the deadline for online filings December the 10th now. There's also, if you can't afford it, Matt, and a lot of self-employed people will not be able to afford to pay their tax bill this year, you can warehouse the tax due for another year and no interest will apply to that. But you will need to file a preliminary return and tell them how much you think you're going to have to pay in a year. But no interest will apply to that. Usually interest of 10% applies. So that's a great benefit. There's another rather technical thing as well where you're able to carry back losses. So if you make losses this year, you could apply this year's losses to the tax bill that you're paying for last year, because we do operate a year behind when we're paying a tax bill if you're a self-employed pay and file person. So that's a great benefit, Matt. And there's another benefit as well. The self-employed got a tax credit increase in the last budget, and that applies to this year. When you're filing a tax return, you pay whatever tax you owed for last year, and you pay a preliminary amount for 2020. You can apply that self-employed tax credit for this year. So there's a number of options there. Talk to your accountant if you have one, but make sure you don't lose out, because there are some benefits, some changes, some positive changes.
Thank you very much for joining us, Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor at the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.